540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Multiple sources tell CBS News Israel and Hamas are close to a deal to pause fighting in Gaza for a few days to allow for hostages to leave. The BBC's Nick Beek.
There was a Hamas spokesperson who said today that the intricacies of the deal would mean that Israeli women and children are released at the same time that Palestinian women and children are released.
Lots of people lined up a tad early at U.S. airports this Thanksgiving week. These two women at Chicago's O'Hare.
A little less crowded and a little cheaper flight.
I was worried that if I came Wednesday, it would be extremely busy.
Drivers could be held up by massive storms pushing toward the East Coast. Police near Colorado Springs searching for a suspect after a shooting that killed three people and critically injured a fourth. Custer County Sheriff Rich Smith.
We have a very good lead on where he is right now. Okay. In fact, literally right as I walked up, I was getting a text from the local chief of police that's handling it.
Police believe an argument broke out in a dispute over property lines. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows like Friends for starting this.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican proposal to cut state income taxes by $2 billion and to expand a tax credits parents use to pay for childcare. The GOP bill was put forward after Republicans rejected Evers' proposed billion-dollar boost to workforce programs and childcare. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward says the current Republican maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous.
They're not all made up of one uninterrupted chunk of land, and that is in conflict with the words of the Constitution, which requires the districts to be contiguous.
Mandel was on Upfront on WISN-TV. Lawyers for the map supporters are expected to argue that contiguous has different meanings. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today, the Dancing Grannies will make a return to Waukesha, but their purpose will not be to dance or march. Instead, they'll be there as Waukesha dedicates its newest Christmas parade memorial. The memorial serves as a tribute to the six people killed during the 2021 parade. Four of those who died were members of the Dancing Grannies. The memorial is at 4:39 today, with traffic impacts downtown starting at 2. As Thanksgiving approaches, Milwaukeeans and their families were provided with essential holiday meal items through a giveaway organized by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. Volunteers and officials distributed 1,000 turkeys and meal kits filled with side ingredients at the MLK Park Community Center. The annual event, which started over a decade ago, has grown significantly to meet the increasing need within the community. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bucks winning streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had no problems on the road, beating the Washington Wizards 142-129. Milwaukee, with a five-game winning streak, head to Boston to play the Celtics 6:30 tomorrow night. Bobby Portis in the loud winning locker room says he enjoys the support of his teammates.
It's fun just to have guys that instill confidence in you on a daily basis. I think we instill confidence in one another to go out there and just hoop and just play free. Obviously, it's still only 14 games in, but I like where we're at.
The Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to play the Minnesota Gophers for the Paul Bunyan Axe coming up on Saturday. That comes after the Badgers' overtime win against Nebraska. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
We celebrated. We enjoyed. There was a lot of things on Saturday night, but most importantly, that when we walked back in here on Sunday, we knew what it was about, getting the axe and making sure we understand and respect everything about this game and this rivalry.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. High of 40, northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows level off around 29. Tomorrow, highs around 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh. Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK. UK.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. One day closer to the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, man. One day closer to the what are you going to do on Thanksgiving, man?
We're just having immediate family. My sister's home from school. I'm going to make a turkey, just hang out with the family.
You're going to make a turkey?
Yes, I make the turkey in my family.
Really? So what special way do you make it?
I just do a traditional, like, roasted, where you put the butter under the skin on the outside and that kind of thing, roasted in the oven.
I'm kind of blown away, man. You're young. Yeah. Where did you learn about roasting turkeys, and how long have you been doing it?
This will be my third year doing it.
His third turkey.
I don't know. I guess I just looked it up online, saw some recipes.
I thought they were calling you a turkey. No. They were talking about it. That's good. That's a relief, Calvin.
But moms, how did you supplant mom from doing the turkey?
She doesn't really like to make the turkey. She likes to make the stuffing and the mashed potatoes and the casserole and that kind of thing. So she lets me take over the turkey.
Oh, man, that's pretty good.
Now tell me this. Do you carve the turkey, too?
Yes, I do.
Good job.
I would have never guessed that Calvin was the guy making the turkey.
Well, I'm not sure. You know,
young guy.
Don't sell
25.
Calvin.
Don't
sell him short.
I'm not selling him short, mm-hmm. But how many 25-year-old guys are in the kitchen on Thanksgiving?
Doing the turkey.
Yeah, when mom's at home.
No, my hat's off to you, Calvin.
Yeah, mine as well. And for those of you who may not know, those of you from across the state, my co-host Sandy Williams is in the studio. And Sandy, you know, for these different markets that we're in now, people don't know anything about Sandy Williams. And I, you know, you're a humble guy, and you don't ever want me to talk about, I know, man, but we need to tell us a little bit about Sandy. If we're across the state, people don't know who you are. They hear your opinions on things. A little bit about Sandy Williams.
Holy cow. Wow.
Not the full story, because we won't make it through the 2 hours.
No, you're going to get a really short version. You know, I'm a Wisconsinite, went away to school for college and law school and business school, came back, practiced law, worked for a couple of years.
Harvard is the school that he won't mention.
And worked for the governor, was his legal counsel for a couple of years, practiced law beyond that for a long time. In the business sector, and retired. And since then, I've been doing this radio show with you for about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. Has it been that long?
I think it has been.
It's been a long time.
I think 2018 was the beginning.
I can't believe it's been that long. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. And I do some coaching. I coach boys rowing. I rowed in college a long time ago. Everything I can tell you about was a long time ago. Yeah. So the fact, but I still remember it all quite clearly, vividly. And I enjoy, you know, like they say, don't ever give an attorney a microphone. He might, might be hard to shut up. So, you know, you've been good enough to give me a microphone and I try to use it discreetly.
Haven't regretted it one moment. You're a global traveler.
Well, I've traveled quite a bit. I've been lucky enough to do that. I've been, you know, I've had a lucky life, had a lot of good experiences, and I'm a kind of a voracious news junkie, and I get an opportunity to talk about that.
Man, you know, want to talk a little bit quickly about yesterday, Sandy. You're part of our nonprofit called Voices of the Elders, and on yesterday, we gave away 200 turkeys and all the fixings and all of those things, Sandy, and it was absolutely unbelievable.
Well, yeah, let me say a little bit about Voice of the Elders. This is Earl's dream, and it's come to reality, and it's a number of elder men who...
I'm glad you cut it off at elder.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Didn't add the lead.
Not elderly. They're just on the older end of the spectrum.
Yes.
But they're on the spectrum.
Yes.
And they are providing their mentoring capacity to young men in the kind of 10 to 12, 13 age
yes.
range, where young kids are reaching a fork in the road, making decisions that could impact their life badly or well. And it's important that when they get to the fork in the road, unlike Yogi Berra, who said, when you get to the fork in the road, take it. When you get to the fork in the road, you got to choose which one to take.
Right.
And the whole principle of Voice of the Elders is to help young men make those right choices. And it's successful. It's grown over the last 2 years into quite a large program. It's getting quite a bit of attention from the city and county of Milwaukee, and even nationally, people wanting to emulate it. So it's been a wonderful thing, and I've been lucky enough only to be involved just sort of as a counselor to it. But it's eye opening and very inspiring.
You know, Sandy, it was a wonderful time on yesterday, and thanks to all of those volunteers. You know, Sandy, no man's an island, except for Donald Trump. But that's a mild attempted humor.
Yeah, yeah.
But no man's an island, and nobody can do anything of themselves. And we've got a great group of men that's growing, and women, because we are adding women to our program, and we'll be engaging girls as well, young girls as well, in the coming months and years. But no man's an island, and I want to thank all of those volunteers who showed up from organizations that we didn't even expect, Sandy. It was, Facebook does a lot of great things. We can talk about the negative things, but as a vehicle to get to people, it works.
Yeah, it's a very effective bulletin board.
Yes.
And that's really how it started out. And I think when it's utilized for those purposes, it's truly effective.
And on yesterday, I found out just how well it works as a vehicle to get information out to people. And so many people showed up because I saw it on Facebook. And that's not just the people who came to pick up the turkeys, but the service, the people who came and were willing to do the work, nondescript. You know, a lot of times people do things for fame and adulation, but there's so many people, Sandy, who do things behind the scenes. Our nation is still full of good people. Sometimes we don't get a chance to acknowledge it, right? And we don't talk about it.
And enough. I think almost everyone, given the opportunity, can display their goodness. And I think the problem with politics is that it's fanning the other side of people too much and not allowing them to reveal to themselves and to others the good person that I think almost 100% of us are.
You know, and I want to give a special acknowledgement to Sharky, a listener that Sandy and I got a chance to meet in Racine. He invited us up for breakfast back during the warmer days. And you and I went up to
down to yeah,
and had a great breakfast and met some wonderful listeners in Racine. He came up on yesterday, and he was the first guy there, and he was there until the end. And you know, a debt of gratitude to you, Sharky, because you know, you didn't have to be there, but it just goes to show, Sandy, we do reach people sometimes through this medium. And had it not been for this medium, we would have never met Sharky.
Yeah.
And Sharky's a very impressionable person, and now he's an official member of Voices of the Elders.
Well, you know, I think it's once you see, feel, and touch Voice of the Elders and see what it does, it's hard not to be extremely inspired by it and to want to be involved with it. So, you know, I got to hand it to you. I think it was not only a great idea, but it's much more than an idea. It's come to fruition. So.
Yeah, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say thank you to WellPoint, which allowed us to use their facility to deliver all of those birds and all of those things. One thing I found out, Sandy, turkeys are pretty heavy when they come in a box of four. And they're frozen like bowling balls.
Yeah.
And for the elders,
this was a workout, huh?
It was a little bit of a workout. And so, you know, just, you know, before I make a mistake and forget to say to everyone, happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. And so, you know, in a few days, we'll all be sitting at the table if we're fortunate enough. And I just want to make sure we remember what the reason for all of that is, Sandy, right?
Sometimes, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, we talk, I'm an economist. Economists always see the gloomy side of things. But there's so much to be thankful for, particularly in this country. And so, you know, I think, and all of us have a lot to be thankful for within the sanctity of our families and our extended families. And so, you know, I think personally, Thanksgiving to me is like the best of all the holidays.
Yeah,
you know, it's unadorned with commercialism, you know, other than buying the turkey. We aren't encouraged to go out and spend a lot of money on presents for one another or anything else other than just embracing that which is good about all of us.
So we're going to talk a little bit about when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about Sandy, a woman, maybe sometime in the near future, heading our nation, because it's going to be happening.
Well, it certainly has happened around the world. I mean, look at
Margaret Thatcher.
Well, look at Finland. Finland, yes, just had a 34-year-old woman. I think she was 34 when she became prime minister. We have the Belgium Denmark has had a woman leading it. We've had Margaret Thatcher in England, one of the major powers.
So on the other side, join us at 844-967-2789. We'd really be interested in your thoughts on that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. I mean, it's Tuesdays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. And you know, Sandy, I think that might have been the first Beatles song that I ever really liked.
Yeah, you know, I didn't like all of them, but it's amazing how everybody else did. You know, the Beatles would come out with an album. In those days, you know, music came out in LP albums with about 16 songs on each album. And they'd come out with an album, and 8 of the 16 would be in the top 10, like almost immediately.
Right.
You know, and they just dominated the top 10 between the Rolling Stones and a couple of the Motown.
Yes.
And the Beatles, that was it.
Well, you know, the thing about the Beatles is, you know, even a few television stations that we had, you don't remember a guy named Ed Sullivan, do you?
A really, really big shoe. Really big show.
And Ed Sullivan
was
the guy who kind of gave
he introduced
the platform.
Yeah, he introduced the Beatles to the United States.
Yeah.
They were the first U.S. television appearance of the Beatles, and one of their first television appearances.
Yeah, and you know, he did that with a lot of different groups. He did it with the Rolling Stones. He did it with the Temptations. He did it with the.
He was an amazing guy. I think he was originally a sports writer, but he was a newspaper guy, and he was a total stiff. I mean, talk about someone with almost zero personality, but he ran this variety show that was a big deal.
So that's Ed Sullivan. When I first saw him and watching his show, and it was must-see TV, right?
Yeah.
And Ed Sullivan must have been 75 then.
Man, I don't think so. I think then everyone who was middle-aged was way old.
Yeah.
He'd been around, definitely. But just the main thing was the guy was without any individual sort of talent.
Personality
or talent. He was just he would just introduce whoever, and he had it was a variety show, and he had it was an interesting show.
But Sandy, let's get to a Dutch woman is on the brink of becoming the first female leader, when I read the story, and how do you pronounce her name? I can't.
Well, you know, you asked me, and I would ask one of someone out there. You know, it looks like Dylan Yazilgaz, but I don't speak. You know, my great grandparents spoke Flanders and came from the lowlands on my mother's side, but I didn't get the vocabulary gene from them, so I don't know.
Well, so I couldn't help but think once I read the article, hey, I wonder how long it'll be in our nation before we'll accept a woman as the president of the United States.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen in your and my lifetime, Sandy.
I do.
Do you? Oh, yeah. You do?
Well, I guess maybe I'm optimistic about how long I'll live. But, yeah. I think it well could happen. For instance, I don't think Nikki Haley has a high probability of getting the nomination, but I think she's got the highest probability of getting it other than Donald Trump. And that would be a woman candidate for president.
Well,
we had one, Hillary.
You just took the words out of my mouth.
And she came very close to winning. She didn't.
Very close.
Very close.
And I don't know, Sandy, Hillary clearly was the best chance.
If Michelle Obama was running today as a Democrat, what do you think? I think she'd have a very, very good opportunity. So I think it's going to take the right candidate, the right circumstance. But I don't think the American public is per se against electing a woman. I think if we were honest with ourselves, however, Hillary's womanhood probably made it harder. Penalized her. Probably did.
So our phone line is open, 844-967-2789. Your thoughts on whether or not you it's time or whether or not. And I'll tell you, Sandy, you look at bright women. You were
What's happened in our lifetime with respect to women is that the cream has risen to the top once given the opportunity. Women, when we were very young, women were at home or teaching or nursing were the occupations that were sort of the ones open and available. And during the 60s, we went through a revolution in which it became clear that women were going to forge their way in every way. And so I think my law school class at Columbia, one of the top law schools, had only about 6 women in it. And within 5 years, it had 40% women. And now it's over 50% women. The law practice itself has become probably half women in terms of the corporate law practice in major law firms.
So do you think men are still threatened by well-educated women?
In the
circles that you've been in, and you've been in major circles in business
this,
and all those
I think
things.
This, I think when people talk about men and they talk about women, they use a different vernacular. And that vernacular, I think, is one that...
That's frightening?
Makes it more difficult for women. So a woman who's aggressive can be given...
Right.
Will be used the B word,
you know,
whereas a man who's aggressive will be rewarded for it. A woman who's aggressive might be not rewarded for it. And so I do still think that there are different standards being applied subliminally, at least, to women. I think that's beginning to modify over time. I do still believe, however, that a woman will get elected and will become president of the United States, and I think it'll happen within a decade or two.
Well, you know, Sandy, you look at Congress and the Senate, and you see more and more women, I don't want to use the term infiltrating it, but...
If we're going to talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'll use the word infiltrate, but she's not the norm.
So when we take a little news hiatus on the other side, we'll come back. We'll continue the conversation about women and their leadership, not only in this nation but across the earth, across the planet. Sandy Williams, my co-host, is in the studio. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Be right back. Love you all the time. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. Ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. 8 days a week. 8 days a week.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Dollar General stores will pay $850,000 after an investigation of inaccurate price tags at stores across Wisconsin. Customers complained that items were ringing up higher at the cash register than the prices marked on the shelves. State investigators say on average prices were 17% higher than listed. Dollar General has agreed to accuracy checks every 90 days, but is not admitting to breaking any laws. Governor Evers says he wants state lawmakers to release some of the money approved for two Native American nations in the state budget. The Joint Finance Committee voted to withhold money from the tribes, which is approved in the state budget. Governor Evers is asking Joint Finance to release $2 million of the $11 million to the Bad River and Lac du Flambeau Native Nations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A memorial will be revealed in downtown Waukesha today commemorating the victims of the tragic Christmas parade attack 2 years ago. On November 21st, 2021, a driver drove an SUV through the parade, resulting in over 60 injuries and 6 fatalities. The memorial dedication ceremony, coinciding with the exact time of the tragedy at 4:39 p.m., marks the second anniversary of the incident. Another memorial is planned for unveiling next year. Official charges have been filed against two men that police say used a shotgun to steal a car Sunday. The carjacking happened along Southwest Avenue. During a pursuit, the suspects collided with three Waukesha police cars and a sheriff's office squad car. Law enforcement says the suspects are not residents of Waukesha. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
Bucks winning streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had no problems on the road, beating the Washington Wizards 142-129. Milwaukee, with a 5-game winning streak, head to Boston to play the Celtics 6:30 tomorrow night. Bobby Portis, in the loud winning locker room, says he enjoys the support of his teammates.
It's fun just to have guys that instill confidence in you on a daily basis. Within we instill confidence in one another to go out there and just hoop and just play free. Obviously, it's only 14.